heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Mother Nation Recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم Be with us from Startland immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today إن شاء الله عز وجل Today, our topic is simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. First, we'll talk about the simplicity of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then we'll see how Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhim ridwan, awliya Allah, friends of Allah, they followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard. And we'll also learn few sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we will try to implement within our practical life. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi. Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But should be the foremost intention of every believer before performing any permissible task or any good deed. You're watching this program, Mirror the Best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can make this intention. You will watch from beginning till end with focus, with concentration. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and you'll pass this knowledge on to others. Respectfully, remember for a particular task, if you add as many good deeds as possible, you can easily multiply the amount of reward. And Alhamdulillah, you can ask your family members, they can come and sit, they can also watch this, you can invite them towards righteousness, towards knowledge of Deen Islam, you'll be rewarded for this also. And when you will listen, you'll learn, remember, act upon, you will be Inshallah, rewarded for all these intentions we'll make. Let me remind you, we've got a few segments in this program. The very first segment is Role Model Moments. And in this segment, we talk about one particular aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we try to learn some pearls of knowledge and wisdom. And the second segment we've got in this program, that is sticking to the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In that we figure out how Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan awliya Allah they held tight following sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. At the end we have got one segment follow and revive. So we select one specific sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and we try and implement that within our life as a challenge, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let's include a very first segment in our program, and that is Role Model Moments. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, the very first segment which we have got, that is Role Model Moments, as I earlier explained, we talk about specific topic regarding the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As we have chosen simplicity today, we'll talk about simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The simplicity of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is such a wonderful, incredible, phenomenal topic when you talk about it, and when you analyze the biography of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you get amazed to know that the status of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, the maqam, the rutbah, Allahu Akbar, the excellent, maqam of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, being the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being the most closest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being Imamul Anbiya, being the leader of the prophets, being best of the creation, being wajhe takhlike kainat, being the reason of the creation of each and everything, being Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having such high status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then living such a simple life, one gets amazed. Allahu Akbar. When you see the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, respect your viewers, Malike kaunain hain, go paas kuch rakhte nahi. Malike kaunain hain, go paas kuch rakhte nahi. Do jahan ki ni'matein hain, unki khali haath mein. Allahu Akbar. The one who is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, king of all the kings beloved, right? Who has made Rasulullah himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the keys of his treasures in the hands of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he wishes, he can grant anyone from those treasures. His Maliki Jannat, his Maliki Kaunain, is the owner of both worlds. He is the owner of the treasures of his Lord Azza wa Jalla, Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla, because he is beloved of Allah. Subhanallah. Main tum malik hi kahunga ke ho malik ke habib, yani mahbub o muhib mein nahi mera. So this is a similar concept of understanding one having such high status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet chooses to live such a simple life. No one can produce such example in history of humanity. In history of humanity. And no one will be able to produce such example until the day of judgment, as is the life of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Respect you is, we were talking about the simplicity of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as he is the most elite amongst all the prophets, he is a leader of the prophets, he is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as his status is concerned, he deserves to eat from the foods of Jannah. It would come for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He chose the simple life, as he is the best role model who has been created for the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me tell you the example of the simplicity of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From this, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Qais rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that once some people came to the daughter of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala, and they said that due to weakness, Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala, and his neck is becoming apparent, meaning the signs of weakness are apparent on the neck of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and he also does not wear garments, clothing, the way the khulafa or the leaders they wear, right? So he wears such clothes which have many patches on. So if you could, as a daughter, request to your father that he could eat good food and he could wear good garments, and that would help and assist him, will strengthen him in order to solve the matters of the people. Now, they requested the daughter of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala to change the diet and wear good attire, good garments. To whom? The caliph of believers, second caliph of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen. So you could imagine what was his simple life. The people, they are coming and requesting the daughter, if she could request Now, respect viewers, what happened? And they said that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him prosperity too. When Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentioned what was mentioned by the people to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an. Then what happened? He said, did my beloved Rasul, my master, beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, use best and comfortable bedding? You know better than me. Tell me, how was the bedding of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? She said, the bedding of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was just one blanket, which was doubled at the time of making it a bed. Allahu Akbar. When it would become hard, then I used to make it fourfold. And this was the only shawl which was the bedding of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala and said, do you think I do not have the desire to eat best food? Allahu Akbar. If I want to eat ghee, then I can use instead of olive oil. I have olive oil with me, but yet I use salt instead. Although I have desires of these things, but Allahu Akbar, both of my guides, meaning Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the first caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, they walked on the path. I don't want to change that path. I don't want to go against that path. The path they tread upon. The path they set, the standards they set, I don't want to change that. In other words, respected viewers of Madinah, here we learn the simplicity of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an. But look at the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Although Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an was the leader of believers, second caliph of Islam, Allahu Akbar, what a great empire he had. What an honor, majesty, respect he possessed. Look at the simple life he lived. He would wear the attire which had many patches on. He would not eat best foods. And people came to request the daughter, if she could request, to the Amir al-Mu'mineen. These were like of our leaders. These were our leaders. Leaders of believers were like this. Allahu Akbar. That's how simple life they lived. What is the condition of this day and age? Little money, little wealth, we get our complete lifestyle changes. We want to go to the luxuries and we want to enjoy all those luxuries. And we forget the simplicity of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We forget the simplicity of Sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan. Although in certain cases, there are certain things which are mubah, you can enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in certain circumstances. But choosing a simple life, following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba ikram, it is something next level. It is something which will take you closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you think if Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam wanted a luxurious life, wouldn't he get that? Of course, He was beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, a mountain would walk like gold with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it shows a simple life. For whom? For you and for me. So that we could follow Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam with this. Respectfully, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had opted a life like kings they enjoy, how would we mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Normal people or the poor people, how could they mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You can imagine this wisdom behind choosing a simple life. Now someone who is wealthy, if he wants to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can choose a simple life and he can follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As well as a poor person, a destitute one, the one who doesn't have enough, he can also do ittiba of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam easily. And this is the karam of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is the mercy of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. He thought of poor. How would they follow if they wanted to follow? And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam is the only best role model to follow. Hence, it was a need that each and everyone can follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is the best role model. Rahe teri ata, se ja khuda teri inayat se, hamare haath mein daman sada Farooq-e-Azam ka, bhatak sakta nahi hargiz kabhi wo seedhe raste se, karam jis bakhtwar par ho gaya Farooq-e-Azam. As we were learning about the seed of Sayyidina Farooq Hazm, who opted a simple life because he saw Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and to opt a simple life. He saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to live a simple life. Hence he also lived a simple life. Simplicity is great. It has greatness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also adopt simple life. Likes of Sahaba Ikram that did. But he is coming with us in our eating, in our preparing, or normal living lifestyle. In simple words, protecting one from unnecessary stuff in all of these things is called simplicity. What is not needed, something extra, something luxurious, just avoid that. What is need? Okay. And if you just stick to that, Allahu Akbar. Because need of a normal person is also met, whereas the desires of a king is also not met. Now, in every walk of our life, we should keep that simple. This is a very beautiful habit. A person, whether he is rich or poor, subhanAllah, opting a simple life will give ease. A person who lives a simple life, he doesn't become a burden on anyone. And subhanAllah, he even doesn't get burden on himself, because those they want to have luxurious lifestyle, okay, they want to show off people that they've got a very high-fi lifestyle. Just to meet those standards, they take so much of loan. Yes, there are people. They've got heavy loans just because they want to live in that society to show that they are living to that standard. Whereas they could live a simple life, but just because of this, Allahu Akbar, they've got heavy loans on them. Respected viewers, let me tell you a few glimpses from the seed of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's simple life. And while you're listening to this, you need to think the status of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, maqam of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. And then imagine how simple life he lived and what is our condition. We need to reflect upon that. The idea of these programs are to learn something and then to reflect upon, contemplate, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would use Daraz Ghosh, blessed donkey, as a transport. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would wear the clothes made of wool and the Na'lain Sharifan, the blessed sandals of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had patches. Allahu Akbar. He alayhi salatu wasalam would sit on ground in order to eat the meal. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would lick the blessed fingers after eating the food. This was the simple lifestyle of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would find date without bread, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat dates without the bread. If Aka alayhi salatu wasalam would get roasted meat, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat. Bless that. If Aka alayhi salatu wa tasneem would get bread of wheat or barley, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat that. If he alayhi salatu wa tasneem would get something sweet or honey, he alayhi salam would eat that. And like if he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would get milk without bread, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink milk. So this is the life of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Simple life. Whatever was available, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would eat. And when we were learning that what was the meal of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, wheat, barley, dates, milk, roasted meat if available. Allahu Akbar. Melon. How simple was the food of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Teri saadgi pe laakhon, teri aajzi pe laakhon. Teri saadgi pe laakhon, teri aajzi pe laakhon. Ho salam aajzana. مدني مدينة والد صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مالك كونين ہیں گو پاس کچھ رکھتے نہیں دو جہاں کی نعمتیں ہیں ان کے خالی ہاتھ میں even رسول اللہ علیہ الصلاة والسلام if wanted من and Salwa would have arrived would come all the blessings of Jannah would have been presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What is the condition of our houses? Fridges, freezers, full. We've got stocks of next 40 days, let alone 40 nights passed and we don't have anything to eat. But yet we complain. Yet we don't pay shukr. Yet we say we've got nothing. Allahu Akbar Kabira. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to pay shukr for the ni'mas. What we have got. May we also follow the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We should also adopt simplicity in drinking, in eating, in wearing. And we should neglect showing off. We need to remember the real purpose of our life. Those people, they always remain busy in fulfilling their carnal desires or their desires and wishes. Allahu Akbar. Then the negligence comes and they remain negligent and the time comes when the death arrives and it is too late. And they realize at that very moment we spent our life to fulfill the desires of our nafs. Whereas our real purpose was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the examination of hereafter, which we did not do. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying regarding garments, wearing libas. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, he who gives up wearing beautiful garments when he is able to do so out of humility will be clothed by Allah with the robe of honor. Respected viewers, if you do ids, if you have humbleness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are capable of wearing very good attire, beautiful libas, nice garments, good clothes, expensive ones, but you don't do it out of humility. You don't do it because of humbleness. Then what will happen? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person the clothes, Allahu Akbar, which will be robe of honor on the Day of Judgment. So in this dunya, if we wear clothes, why do we wear? This is the question. Okay, in order to protect ourselves from severe weather conditions, okay, or to cover our sitr, or to have graceful personality. Okay, there are different reasons we wear the clothes. My dear respected viewers, the question is, are we wearing this to fulfill the required reasons of wearing clothes, or we are wearing it just to boast or show off that I've got so much wealth, or to degrade others that they don't have that much wealth, or they don't have such clothes, or they can't afford such what I can? If you've got this intention, and if you're wearing outfit, garments, attire, libas with this intention to degrade others or to boast with arrogance, we are wearing this, Allahu Akbar. This is something which is disliked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should never ever have such intentions. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Libas, to the extent that one sitter can be covered, and he protects himself from cold or hot weather, this is fard. And more than that, which gives beauty, okay, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that he is showing that as a tahdisi ni'mat, subhanallah, displaying the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is mustahab. Especially on Jum'atul Mubarak and on the day of Eid, it is mubah to wear good clothes, or better clothes, best clothes. If a person wears regularly such clothes, Allahu Akbar, there is a possibility that person gets into trap of arrogance, Allahu Akbar, and he starts thinking the poor ones as mean and low because they don't have such clothes, and they become degraded in his sight. Hence, it is important to protect oneself from wearing such clothes that regularly. And if this intention comes in mind, and libas, attire which is worn due to takabbur, arrogance, it is mamnu', impermissible. Now, whether he has takabbur or not, whether he has arrogance or not, how will he find out? Now, he should think, when I was not wearing such clothes, what was my condition? If he has the same condition of his heart when he was not wearing the same clothes which he's wearing now, then it means he doesn't have takabbur. His condition doesn't change. And if that condition changes, he thinks differently about others. as we've been discussing. And it means that there is takabbur, arrogance. Hence, he should protect himself from wearing such clothes. Because takabbur is very, very, very bad quality. You should wear white clothes, subhanAllah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been reported said, in your clothes, the best are white clothes. Hence, wear them. So respectfully, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam also liked white clothing. White clothes. We should wear wherever possible, inshaAllah. And this is also a beautiful example of simplicity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. When we wear clothes which are simple. But when we talk about simplicity, some people, they get mistaken. They think that simplicity and cleanliness, they are not different. Whereas they are two different things. Simplicity does not mean that one will be dirty. Simplicity and cleanliness, they go together. SubhanAllah. So as soon as our clothes, they become dirty, we should get them washed. We should always wear clean imama, clean clothes, whatever outfit we wear, that should be neat and clean. And simplicity doesn't mean that you will not comb your beard or you will not comb your hair. Okay, you should remain presentable, neat and clean. If you have to oil your hair, you will oil your hair. If to comb your hair, you will comb your hair. These are the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we talk about mirror the best, right? So we learn these sunnahs also. Simplicity is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in simplicity, keeping yourself clean, neat, presentable, that is also something we need to follow in the sunnahs and etiquettes. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw a person. He was wearing dirty clothes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did he not get anything through which he could have cleaned or washed his clothes? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw one person that his hair were not done, not combed. Said, did he not get anything that he could have combed his hair? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability that we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in each and every aspect of our life. Meri har har ada ada se ya nabi sunnat jhalakti ho. Meri har har ada se ya nabi sunnat jhalakti ho. Jidhar jaun shah khushbu baha teri mahakti. Jidhar jaun shah khushbu baha teri mahakti. Ya Rasulullah, from each and every act of mine, may the sunnah reflect. Wherever I go, the fragrance of sunnah shall emanate. That should make the atmosphere fragrant. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Respectfully, the topic of simplicity is very vast. So when we talk about, we also talk about, subhanAllah, the simplicity in our food also. We can talk and talk about the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And earlier, we also talked about. But now, there's a time to include one segment that is sticking to the sunnah. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, in this segment we try and see how Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, Awliya Allah. They followed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How they wanted to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in best manner possible. Let me mention the first caliph of Islam. أفضل البشر بعد الأنبياء سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه biography. With regards to simplicity, once سيدنا صديق أكبر رضي الله تعالى عنه presented each and everything he had in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and he had left with nothing whatsoever. Everything he had given in the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Except one jawa, one piece of cloth which he wore, and he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what he was wearing that had buttons of thorns. This was the simplicity of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala. And how simple he was, you can learn from this that before and even after he became the caliph, the daughters from the neighborhood, they would come and they would bring their goats, meaning girls of the neighborhood, small girls, they would bring their goats to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he radiyallahu ta'ala an would milk for them, milk the goats for them. Even though he was caliph, khalif, amir al-mu'mineen, such great status, but simplicity, he would not refuse those little girls if they needed help and assistance, milking the goat. Respectfulness, now it's the time to include one segment, that is the final segment, follow and rewind. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respectfulness, in this segment we mention a few etiquettes and manners and sunnahs of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. And we take this challenge that until next week we will be acting upon that particular sunnah that we learn. The idea is to learn, remember and act upon. Today we'll be talking about the sunnahs and etiquettes of leaving the home, inshallah. When leaving the home, recite the following dua. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Which means, in the name of Allah, I place my trust in Allah. And there is no power and no might without Allah. Inshallah, through the blessings of reciting this dua, you will remain upon the right path, be protected from calamities, and the help of Allah Almighty will accompany you. What else you need? Subhanallah, subhanallah, that you will remain on right path, will be protected from the calamities, and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. What else we need? Respective viewers, whenever you leave, always, always remember to make dua, to mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learned. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Learn this dua. If you travel in qafilas of Dawat Islami, you will get the opportunity to learn. Try and get hold of this dua and remember, learn, and always, always, always recite this, inshallah. We learn the benefits. I hope, inshallah, from today onwards, upcoming next episode before that, we'll be acting upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, or the dua which is recited. That's all for today. We'll be back with another episode, with another topic, talking about mirror the best. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وسلم.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.